hay like a brown suitcase out of the Neva's boot, dump it on the ground in front of Testicle. The guy nodded, waved to Brazil, who retrieved a black gym bag from the back seat of the Mazda. Bold knew two very important facts about the meet. The brown suitcase belonging to Hay contained 30 keys of opium base, the shit that got processed into heroin for the street crackheads. He also knew the black gym bag contained the money, 120 grand in clean US bills, and in roughly 30 seconds, the money and the opium would change hands, and then Bold would strike. Brazil carried the gym bag over to the Neva. Posters were lathered onto the walls of a derelict warehouse between the two vehicles, about the only strokes of colour in an otherwise monochrome landscape. Posters of the Kazakh and the Russian presidents pressing the flesh, the Kazakh flashing a chummy smile at the camera, dumb-looking Boric fur squatting on top of his head. Brazil chucked the gym bag to Hay. The hippie caught it like he was catching a baby. He weighed it up for a moment. Then he stuffed the bag into the front passenger seat and Bold sat up in his seat. He was inching closer to a big fucking payday. Now all he had to do was wait for Testicle and his mate to piss off. Then Bold would ambush Hay and make him an offer he couldn't refuse. The kind of offer best made with the business end of a semi-automatic handgun.
Baby, do you think they have animal sanctuaries in Panama?
The voice belonged to a Dutch blonde hippie Bold had been plugging called Sakia Wolfswinkel. Sakia was a tight package of slappable arse and punch bag tits, good enough to make Bold forgive her Marxist bullshit and dreadlocks. She was seated at a laminated folding table set way back in the camper van's living area, and she was sparking up a joint. Bold smelt the sweet fumes filling the cab.
Yeah, no, fuck should I know, he said.
I was thinking about it, and I'd like to run a sanctuary. Help the animals, you know?
Sakia paused and sucked hard on the joint.
Baby, we're going to live down on the beach, right? In a hut just like you promised?
Just like I promised, said Bold.
And we'll grow old together, like forever.
Nothing lasts forever, he said distractedly. But yeah, whatever lasts less than that.
Bold tried to phase out the sound of her voice. He phased out, too, the constant drone of traffic roaring along the overpass. All his energy and senses were focused on the drug deal going down beneath it. Now Hay was parading around to the driver's door of the Neva while Testicle was lugging the suitcase back to the Mazda. Brazil had a hand wrapped around a shotgun, shaped kind of like a clunky AK-47. A weapon Bold immediately ID'd as a Saiga 12-gauge.
Almost time, Bold told himself.
He tightened his grip around the TT semi-automatic pistol on his lap. The TT was a weapon way past its sell-by date, but he liked the heft of the grip, could feel the 80 years of killing ingrained in its moving parts.
Tell me the plan again, he said, keeping his eyes on the Mazda.
But we've been through this, like, already,
Sakia replied, saying the last word like a child.
Yeah, and now we fucking go through it one last time, so we get it right.
Sakia shrugged and said,
you're going to block the road so Hay can't escape from the overpass, and then you're going to get out and do things to him I don't want to know about. Then you're going to get our holiday money, and I'm going to take the wheel and put my foot to the floor.
She was stroking Bold's arm the way other people stroked cats. Bold hated it when she did that. Up ahead, Hay was flipping open the driver's door of the Neva, was about to climb inside when he stopped short. For a cold second, Bold wondered what the fuck was going on. Then he heard a noise, like ice being stabbed with a pick, footsteps treading on broken glass. Bold couldn't see where the footsteps were coming from, not to begin with. Then Hay spun around and looked beyond the Neva, and Bold chased his eyes and saw it too. Movement in the gloom. 20 meters south of the Neva, and in the same moment, Bold realised his plan was fucking sideways.
Chapter 2. 1907 hours.
Bold counted two of them. They came into view at Hay's 6 o'clock, emerged from the warehouse and gunned towards the Neva. They were both wearing football tracksuits too. Guy on the left wore Turkey's national team's colours, red and white with an Islamic crescent on the back. He had a shaven head that revealed a bumpy scalp and the kind of squat frame that indicated serious steroid abuse. Guy on the right wore Germany's and had a face like a sack of gravel. The pair of them were kitted out with PP-2000 submachine guns, both fitted with laser optics and tactical light attachments on their Picatinny rail systems. They looked like a couple of ex-squaddies who'd robbed a discount clothing store.
Who are they?